WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark. That was the latest from Jay Brown, Moon. And on the line, we have, originally from D.C., Malik Blade. What's going on, Malik?
How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. And so, Malik, you're from here, but you're now in Southern California. You're the CEO of the Whole Brother Mission. And we wanted to get you on because we know during this pandemic, a lot of people are having mental challenges or people are pushed to the brink. And we wanted to get your take because your organization really does help people get access to professionals and counseling and therapy and mentorship. So we wanted to get your take on what's going on and what we should be signs we should be looking out for during this crisis.
I would say it's really important to take time to enjoy the time right now that allows people to relax. I saw a post on social media where a lot of people were talking about you can't leave this pandemic without a new skill or a new asset. And I really want to encourage people that you don't have to produce something new right now. Take this time to reflect and to build personally and to enjoy the time with family, because it's a really high stress situation when it comes to unemployment, when it comes to finances, and the fear of contracting the coronavirus. A lot of those factors are putting people in a dark place. And we've also seen a spike in requests for mental health services because of these factors.
The main issue seems to be you just don't have any control over this. Overnight, we were in our homes. A lot of people lost jobs. Jobless rate at a record high right now, 15%. You know, if you feel like you're at that hopeless point, what do you need to do?
I definitely think it's important to have a group of people around you who you're able to be honest with when you're having those moments. So I would call that not just a friend group, but a core group, a support group that's able to hear you out and allow you to vent and be your full self, because a lot of times we feel the pressure to present as if everything's okay when it's not. But something we always say around the Whole Brother Mission is it's okay to not be okay. And in addition to that, it's important to also seek professional help if necessary. Some things are normal stressors and they can be managed with personal practices and speaking to friends and family. But there are certain signs that may point to you need to speak to someone professional.
And we're talking with Malik Blade. We'll have more with Malik coming up on WHUR. 96.3 WHUR. We're talking with Brother Malik Blade, who's basically the CEO of the Whole Brother Mission. And you also assist access to therapy and professional counseling. When you talk about Black men specifically, what are the needs that you see there? Is there still the hesitancy to seek mental help with young Black people?
I would definitely say so. One of the examples I can point to is before joining the Whole Brother Mission, I spent a lot of time working in university life. And so many times I had Black brothers, athletes come into my office for discipline issues. And I ended up having to play the role of mentor. And so often it went back to a home issue or a personal issue that they hadn't been dealing with.
Stay tuned. We'll have more from Malik Blade's interview coming up right here on WHUR.
96.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark.
Continuing our conversation with author and therapist Malik Blade.
So Malik, you were saying that a lot of times you're the first person.
What really got to me is that I ended up being the first person that they spoke to about some of these issues. They never had a space to do that. And I think that's because a lot of misunderstandings as it relates to Black men and masculinity, where we feel like it's not okay to not be okay, so we never speak about the issues. And in many cases, we don't speak about it until it's too late.
Before we part ways, is there an encouraging word, something that you can pass on to the listeners, WHUR?
Definitely. One, I'll say that definitely things are going to be all right. Things will be okay. And to give yourself the opportunity to see that. Many people, when they are in dark spots and they have suicidal ideation or ideas of self-harm, it's due to the fact that they don't have hope that things can change. And when you consider things like suicide, you rob yourself of the opportunity to see things change. So I want to encourage people to keep going, keep moving, and give yourself a chance to see the difference that you're hoping for.
Malik Blade, the CEO of the Whole Brother Mission. And actually, Malik, the book, The Whole Brother Mission, is available. Where can we get it and how can people reach you?
Yes, Whole Brother, Debunking the Myth of Break the Black Family is available on Amazon.com. It's the number one new release in family health. And if you want a signed copy, you can get it from WholeBrotherMission.com.
Thank you so much, Malik.
Thank you.
It's the new move in the afternoon. Fox 5's Allison Seymour and her husband, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.